Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, 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 everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Praise be the Most High God of Israel and His Holy Sabbaths. We want to say welcome again to another episode of the Sound of the Waters. I'm Joe Israel, also AKA your brother, Pastor Moore, right? Amen. And also here with my lovely red sister, Ray Israel.
Shabbat Shalom, King Faith, Shabbat Shalom, family.
Amen.
Amen.
We are in the creation. We're still dealing with water. This is part four. The water. What is this water? You know, we didn't cover, you know, that first it was in the beginning. Of course, it has to be there because we're talking about it. We live in it every day. You do not go one day without water. Not one. But we cannot talk about it. Other than the properties that's inside of it, oh, water is so cold in there, you know, forget about drinking, you know, all that kind of madness, you know. But we can't talk about everything that's good about it. That's how negative man is these days. Mm-hmm. You know, that we can't even speak good about water, which is our very essence. You know, we have to take showers every day. We need to drink it every day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Things like that. We need it to motor our vehicles and everything, our beasts, our children. We need water. And so we take that for granted. And so we hope we try to make it a little, you know, try to bring it to a perspective that we see water for what it really is, and that it's life, you know, in itself. Everything came from water. Plasma came from water. Day five, when he called the beasts and the fish to be in the waters, mm-hmm. He created plasma. Right then and there, blood was created. So he even created life in water, which he said blood is the life of man and beasts and things like that. So that's part of water as well. And then he has this thing that he called his word.
Mm-hmm.
That's water. And his word also washes and things like that. Like, and to the point that water also can cleanse sins in itself. Water can cleanse sins. Like the blood.
Amen.
Exactly. So let's get into this, man. Let's really get into this. Let's get into open up with prayer and get started.
Amen. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. I have read Psalms 37, verses 1 through 9. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy on sin for both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God. There's a light in blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see in his day and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too a mind to perceive and ask the sin is to hear. And a mouth to speak your word, where is the knowledge and understanding and faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and do it forever. Amen.
Amen.
Once again, we deal with this water. So what is this water that the Lord is talking about? You know, in Genesis chapter 1, we see that it carries more than just waves. And we found out that waves can be as twice as tall as the Empire State.
Amen.
I mean, that's on our record books. Forget about when there was no such thing as the earth.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Because the waves already covered the mountains because there was no earth. So how big are the waves on top of the water? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So our largest record of waves that we can record is it was 100 feet taller than the Empire State Building. So that's how powerful water is. That's how tall it can get. And I believe it can get higher. You know, I believe that waves can, my God. But also, this is other thing that the Lord called with water, you know, of course, the basic essentials and things like that, you know, like we drinking and things and bathing, like I said, and so forth. So, and cooking with, you know, we need water every day. Everything on this planet needs a form of water, no matter what it is. Even the things that you work with every day need
even
a form.
Using the bathroom.
That's true. I was not trying to bring that up. But you do. You know,
washing dishes, cooking.
Simple things. I mean, as simple as that. And even your cars and vehicles.
Cars, trees.
Yeah.
Birds.
Everything needs water. And we take it. We don't talk about it enough.
Amen. Amen. Everything needs water.
Even your wine and beer.
Yeah, even your wine and beer.
And your Hennessy.
And your Hennessy.
Exactly. All that needs water, so we should be blessing water all the time.
Amen.
We should be giving water. Look,
turn
God,
it.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Bless
water. Water in the
water. Exactly. You see what I'm saying? That's how we're supposed to feel about water. You know, but again, it's another thing we're supposed to feel about water. It's another way we're supposed to feel about it, and that's this word. right? So the thing is, you got to ask for the word. You got to repent. You got to call on the guy and he'll answer you back. So let's watch this, because remember now, he's calling the righteous through time. You know, ever since Adam, he's been calling the righteous through time from his throne, which is above the firmament that's got water above it. So he's been calling through the waters for centuries, for millennia, looking for the righteous. And he said, and even his voice is like the sounds of roaring waters, living waters, you can say that, you know. So it's even those things. So when he came, he became the life of those things.
Amen.
All of it wrapped up in one, like, boom. When he hit the planet, it all should have made sense to whoever believed that God was going to complete his word in him, you see. So let's look at that. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to read 1 and 2.
Genesis chapter 1. And you said verse 1 and 2? Verse 1 and 2 read, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water."
Stop. Yeah. Now, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Now, let's focus on this. Let's look at this right here. He said, this is what we want to talk about. This is something that he brought into the law that he do. Right? Watch this. Let's go into, I thought I wanted to start somewhere else, but you know what? I want to start here. Genesis, chapter, let's see, 8, yeah, verse 9.
Genesis what?
Genesis 9.
Chapter 9?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 12.
Genesis chapter 9 and verse 12 reads, "And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud."
That's the firmament. That's that. He's showing you right here, it's waters above the heavens with the rainbow, because this is what water is. Water reflects sun.
Amen.
It reflects the sun. So he's telling us that it's water above the heaven because it's like it's around the earth.
Amen.
That's what it does. It goes from one horizon to the next, so to say, depending on where your sun is. Read on.
Verse 13, "I set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a token and of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh." And
so the rainbow, it comes after what? The rain.
Yes, it shows up after the rain.
Forgive sins.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I have to look at the rain. He said, can I look at this boat? It's in my cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to destroy the earth. So he's forgiven sins right then and there.
Amen.
Because he can.
Amen.
He can destroy the planet because all of us are sin.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he doesn't because of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think, you know, give enough. He did. He created that. You know, a rainbow from water to forgive sins. Everything about water can wash you.
Amen.
From sin. Everything. Even a rainbow. Even rain. So this is that, right? let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1. Revelation 1:1.
Amen. Revelation 1:1 reads, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth." And
Revelation 17:1.
I thought you said 1.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
17.
Okay, forgive me. So let's go to 17.
17:1.
And verse 1, forgive me. Revelation chapter 17 and verse 1 reads, "And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have..."
I really wanted to get into our story, because she sits on what?
Many waters.
But this is in the beginning, right? He said he do what? He bring his spirit upon the waters, right?
Amen.
So she sits on waters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Continue.
Amen. Verse 2. "Which whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication."
Her waters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Skip down to verse 15 and continue.
Verse 15. "And he said unto me, The waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues."
Stop. "But the Spirit of God moves upon what?"
Many waters.
Read 15 again. "The Spirit of God moves upon..." 15. Listen to that very carefully. "The Spirit of God moves upon the waters," right? Now listen at verse 15.
"And he said unto me, The waters which thou sawest..."
Look at here. Now he's saying this right here in Genesis. Listen, the waters that you see in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 is what?
"Where the whore sitteth..."
Mm-hmm.
"Are people and multitudes and nations and tongues."
So God bring his spirit over the waters, and he got a rainbow and a cloud because he see they sin. Right? So he's going over the waters in the water. You see? All right. So he's going over the planet in the water. This is what he's saying. He's going through the planet in the water, over the waters, which are the people. Okay, let's look at this a little further. Go to Isaiah chapter 8 and 6. Isaiah chapter 8 and 6. And you receive the read.
Isaiah 8 and 6 reads, "Forasmuch as this people refuses the waters of Shiloh..."
Mm-hmm. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. Read.
"That so softly and rejoicing..."
That what?
"That so..."
No.
"That go softly..."
There it is. See, this is what he said. They refused the word of his son, his God, right? And then he said, "That go softly." I'm talking to you comfortably, you know, as your guy right now. But no, you got to be hollered at. You don't listen at nothing until like he said, then this got to happen, right? Read on.
"For as much as this people refuses the waters of Shiloh that go softly and rejoice in reason and Remaliah's son, now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many."
See, this will happen. Your head is hard, and you don't mind. Look.
So all these floods in Kentucky, St. Louis, Virginia, there's all these different areas with these strong floods overcoming people's homes and cars.
Because we've been actually partial.
Mm-hmm.
We've been a respectful person. Big time, right here, because they rejoiced in wickedness. This is Rezin and Remaliah. Yep. So we rejoiced in them, and we refused the water of the king. You See that?
Refuses the water of Shiloh. See that? That goes softly.
See that? So he said, for that, you're going to get it. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Psalms chapter 18 and verse 1.
Psalms 18 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Psalms 18 and 1 reads, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower.
Say it again.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower.
Amen.
Amen. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies.
Mm-hmm.
The sorrows of death compassed me and the flood of ungodly men made me afraid.
What? You know what?
The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me.
This is what's going on in the world. See, he said the sorrows of death, this is what the righteous do when they realize that the world is wicked. When they realize that they aren't a part of the world.
Amen.
So they in the waters, right? We all in the water, you know, because the whore sits upon many waters. You can't deny that. You in it. But then the Lord said he brings his spirit over the waters that had a spirit of forgiveness.
Man, I wish I would have. You see how you just said that? Somebody said, Rare, you're the whore that sits on many waters.
What?
When they were trying to get me the first to come to Israel, God, and I was going to Sunday church, he was like, he says, you ain't listening. You're hard-headed. You're the whore that sits on many waters. And I should have just said, I'll never forget that. But I went to the Israel God, and I'm here now. But it's just that was a fight. So I said, okay, you want me to go to your class? You come to my church. So he came to my church, and I went to his class. And then, I've been there ever since. Now
right.
It brought me to right here, right now. Yes.
Right.
But every time I hear that verse, you're the hardest.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about that.
I know.
I'm just saying,
but now I have a clear understanding of what that truly means. That's right.
Well, because see, this is the thing. We all are part of it one way or another. If you're in the West, you're part of the Roman stuff. If you're in the East, you're part of Buddha and the rest of them. You know what I mean? And if you were in the South, well, I wouldn't say in the Far East, then you're in the atheism. You see what I'm saying? You'll believe there's God in us. So it's a lot going on here, you know. But she sits upon many waters, and he said he bring his cloud and his bow upon the waters, right? So he bring the spirit of forgiveness.
Amen.
Upon them that do what? Read verse 3.
Verse 3 says again, Psalms 18 and 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies.
Continue.
The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me.
See, you start seeing these things. So you're like, who can you deliver me from the madness that's around me? Because that's what he just said. Right? Ungodly man and death. Right? That's all this to life. Is that the end of this story? So he's asking a question. Look, who can deliver me from this? But I'm going to call on the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he did.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Job 14. Job chapter 33 and 14. 33 and 14. You receive the reading.
Job 33. And verse 14 reads, For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, and slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man.
See that? See, we may not, even though we call it a poem, we don't, because we haven't met him yet. That's one. The other thing is that sometimes we really not listen. So he'll call us through our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we find ourselves in a situation, say, let's say you having a deja vu or something, right? That's what they want to call it. And I just say, you confirming your life course. That's what I get out of it. But my point being is this, is that he put people or things in your life to show you he's been calling you. Then he call you from your dreams and let you know that these are confirmations, right? To apply what? Man from his purpose. What is man's purpose from Adam? Kill himself.
He said what then?
Man's purpose from Adam is to kill himself. That's what happened. And ever since then, that's why he had to send a deliverer. And this is that conversation. Because he called upon the Lord in the midst of the ungodly, right?
Okay.
Which the Lord called in Revelation chapter 17, the children of the whore, right? And so whoever this is calling from there. He said, I called upon the Lord and the sorrows of death. We know that this is the Christ on the cross too, but we're talking about also this is man calling on to the Christ. You too.
Amen. Verse 18. Job 33 and 18 reads, he keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword.
Because he said death have. Right. So now he's saying, I'm going to save you from death. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Verse 19. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorreth bread, and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away, that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near into the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand.
See, the Lord is going to send. If he cries out and he sees death all around, this is what he's talking about. He's like, what bread would be the word of God? Now, he's saying, man, forget everything. You know, this man is calling on him. Now, he said, this is a spiritual cry. He's going to send a man of God to see, to clean you up. If there be a messenger. One among the thousand, because not everybody is a messenger from him. Yeah, I'm talking about even among the Hebrew community, not everybody is a messenger.
Amen.
But this is that thing. They show unto man his uprightness, right? Continue.
If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness, then he is gracious unto him, and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom.
Look at that ram. Look at that lamb. Look at the blood.
Amen.
See that? Because he did what? He cried out from the midst of all of his wickedness.
Amen.
He cried out. Asked the Lord to deliver him. And here he is. That's us. I mean, we did this at one point in time, even though we may be too comfortable where we're at before God, but we have. Continue.
Verse 25, his flesh shall be fresher than a child. He shall return to the days of his youth.
See that? No sin. Because when a baby is born into the world, there's no sin. So he's saying, behold, I found the ransom. Here come the blood, right? So, boom, nowadays it's the baptism,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Then it was, you know, faith and knowing that the Christ was coming and that he will forgive me even of my sins in that world. They understood that. They knew that he was going to come and forgive not only those that's there and tomorrow, but us too. Continue.
26. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. And he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profits me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light.
See that? Amen. So once you come out the water, you come into the what?
Right.
There it is. Once you baptize, you come into the what? There it is.
Amen.
Even in Genesis chapter 1, in verse 2, it says, he takes the Spirit of God, moves him upon the face of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 says,
what?
And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So once you baptize, you come to the light.
Amen.
And that's why your mind kind of blow up or it goes speedball, you know, when it comes to the gospel. Now, it depends on how much you eat or how much you consume, you know what I'm saying? Or you can burn out. You know, you can burn out early. You might just need a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But that don't mean you get a throne. That means you get repentance. So, you know, forgiveness of sin.
What do you mean that means?
Because you got to eat the whole scroll.
When you eat the whole scroll.
You read that whole Bible.
So anybody that read the whole scroll.
Got a chance.
Okay.
If they've been baptized.
Yeah.
And perform those things that belong to him. Then he will give you a throne that I'll
pray. All right.
But if you haven't read the Bible, don't expect to give. That's like I'm going to give you a job and sit on the Supreme Court and you don't know nothing about the law. Kidding me? So why would I, you haven't read the book of the law, so why would I put make you a judge? That don't even make any sense. You know. But anyway, not to get carried away with that, but he said he divided the light from the darkness. Once you come out the water, you come to the light. Ain't that what happened with Jesus Christ? When he came out the water, the first thing he did was went against the enemy.
Amen.
Right. So he said this, to bring forth, this is Job chapter 33 and 30. It says this. He said, in fact, that's 28. And he said,
Job what?
Job 33 and 28.
Oh.
In fact, read 27, because this is something you got to do first before he even hear you. You got to confess your sins, man. People think, you know, just because you come to church, you know, you're supposed to be forgiven of your sins and things like that. That's not true. He don't have to forgive you.
Amen.
He really don't. That's what this great white throne judgment is going to be about. He don't have to forgive you. So people think it's carte blanche because I think I go to church and this, that, and the other, that I'm automatically, you know, in everything, so to say. I'm in the know, right? You know you're not. Anyway, continue.
33 and 27.
Yeah.
Job 33 and verse 27 reads, he looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned, and perverted that which was right, and it profits me not, he would deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all things worketh God often in time.
Say that again.
Lo, all these things worketh God of often times with man.
So he says, he been saying that since the beginning, since Adam, since Noah, since Moses, since Abraham. Okay, continue.
Lo, all these things worketh God often times with man to bring back his soul from the pit. To be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, O Job. Hearken unto me. Hold thy peace, and I will speak. If thou hast anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify thee. If not, hearken unto me. Hold thy peace, and I shall teach thee wisdom.
Amen. Go to Psalms 11:4, right? So this is what he do. This is what you got to do after you approach God. You can't come in there loud mouth. Now you know everything. No, he said, if you speak still, I'll show you who I am. I'll reveal myself to you. But you coming in there, you a loud mouth and this, that, and the other, you're not going to get nothing because God says he's a humble and a contrite spirit. Psalms 11:4, you receive the reading.
Psalms 11:4 reads, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord tried the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doeth behold the upright.
So he said, the Lord is in his temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. And his eyes behold. And his eyelids try the children of man. Mm-hmm. That's that thing. When he said, one said this. He said, Lord, I perverted that which is right. Mm-hmm. So now this is him answering back. Mm-hmm. Through the water, right? Okay, so he's answering back through the water. We got to remember that this conversation don't take place but through the water. Ain't no way you can, your conversation, your prayers got to go through the water. Got to go through that firmament. You got to go through that water that's above the firmament. It even got to get past his rainbow. About time your prayers reach him, they've been super filtered. Your foolishness ain't gonna never be right. Your foolishness ain't gonna be there. But he said your prayers, they come before him like that.
Yes.
Psalms 14:4. I don't mean foolishness as sin. I'm talking about like before your prayers like that. Mm-hmm. Your righteousness will burn off and those things mean them.
Psalms 14:2 reads, the Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God.
See, that's what he said. He said, you know, if any man should say, I have perverted that, which is good, because he bring his spirit upon the waters. There he is. There you go. He's looking down, and he's looking to see if anybody among the waters, among the ungodly,
amen,
and those things are saying, I perverted that which is good. Clean me up. He's asking if anybody is doing this. Mm-hmm. That's him. Remember, I used to say he do this oftentimes with me. So he's been doing it through time. Jeremiah 17 in verse 9.
Mm-hmm. We just read the verse 4, right?
That was it, yeah.
And now go to Jeremiah
17 and 9.
Jeremiah 17:9 reads, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing.
So if he asks to be forgiven, he'll give it to you. I mean, well, we always look at this in a negative form, of course, you know. But he said, even if he asks to be forgiven, he will do it. He said, because the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, and I try to reign even a man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. I mean, you know, just because, you know, your mind got off into some madness doesn't mean that.
Amen.
He cut you off. He already know that. He's telling you, I know that.
Amen.
But this is the thing. He said, but this is when man call upon God. You see? Then you start getting that. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Matthew 15 and 15.
Matthew 15 and 15. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 15 reads, then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into that the drought?
That's a drain.
Toilet.
Well, a drain, yeah. Toilet drain. But it's water. Right. Right. Watch this.
Verse 18. But those things which proceedeth out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man.
Continue.
For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murderers, adultery, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashing hands defiles not a man.
So he just told you this is what we need to be delivered from. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're calling to be delivered from these things, mm-hmm. right? The Lord is saying this is what's in us. He said this is the this is what makes us desperately wicked. This is what's in the heart of man that makes us desperately wicked. He said, out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. That's why he said it's desperately wicked. And it says murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witnesses, and blasphemy. That's why he said it's desperately wicked. But then he said, you know, because you put the water on your hand doesn't make you a fool sin. See that?
Amen.
I mean, but it is the thing you're supposed to wash your hand yeah. before you eat. You know, it ain't like you're going to hell. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Lamentations chapter 30, actually 3 and 31. Lamentations 3 and 31. When you receive it.
Okay. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 31 reads, for the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doeth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High.
Because he can do that, man. He can smash the planet if he want to. But he, you know, and just because you're going through hell, it ain't like you're getting a big kick out of it. Mm-hmm. Read on.
To subvert a
now, some, now, he say to the wicked, oh, yeah. You know, he say, oh, yeah, I'm going to laugh at you. But that's another conversation. This here, he's not talking to you. This here is the righteous. Those that's calling on to him. Not the one that's going on in wickedness. Read on.
To subvert a man in his cause, the Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not, out of the mouth of the Most High, proceedeth not evil and good? Wherefore doeth a living man complain, and a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts with our hands unto God in the heavens. We have transgressed and have rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. Thou hast slain. Thou hast not pitied. Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud that our prayer should not pass through.
See that? At first, our prayers is like, boom, all up in a rainbow, and he's looking through the clouds, and then down the other. But he said, but he can also make a way in your prayers. Can't do that. But he did say this. He said, Lord, have mercy on us. But turn again unto the Lord. That's what he said. And lift your hands. They said, let us search our ways, right? Because this is what you do when you start calling on God. You know, you're not looking at somebody else. You start looking at yourself. You know, that's your end game. That's where you at. You saying, hey, I don't care. I need to be delivered from me. You know, so this thing. Now, he said, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. And let us lift our hands to the firmament, to the waters, that he may wash and wash. Give us a sabbath. Abba, Father, Shabbat. Abba, Father, Shabbat. Abba, Father, Shabbat. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, continue. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into John chapter 7 and 37. John 7 and 37.
John chapter 7 and verse 37 reads, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Now, you just called on him from the ungodly, from the waters of the world, right?
Amen.
Now, he's showing you yourself and that the heart is desperately wicked, right? And he's letting you know that. Then he said, but I'm going to send you somebody that can help you get over them things.
That's right, honey.
I'm going to send a messenger to help you get through these things, right? Because I am your redeemer. I am your healer. I can help you get through what you're going through. Right now you're feeling the madness that's around you and death. Well, I can deliver you from all of that. And that's what he's saying right here.
Amen.
And so he has sent a messenger that do this out of him is for living waters. That's the messenger. That's the one that was in Job. That's this and now he's showing you who this is him now in the world. Remember now, you got the ungodly in the world. You also got the messenger, one among a thousand.
Mm-hmm.
This is him.
Okay.
All right, so read on.
39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So Jesus had to go up to the heavens before to sit on the throne with the Father before the Holy Spirit was coming down just then. Okay. Okay. That's another question I have for you. Anyways, let me read it again, 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many other people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet.
Stop. There he is, the one among a thousand. Out of him is flowing rivers of living water. Right here. Let's look at this a little further. Go to John chapter 4 and 7. Yes, ma'am.
John 4 and 7 reads, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. By me. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her,
see, this is the problem with Israel. We believe that he don't talk to the strangers, and he do. And sometimes your deliverance may come through a stranger, but he said this, he do talk to strangers, you know. So he had to do, he's showing us, I got to send my brothers on somewhere else because they, you know, they so caught up in y'all madness, man, y'all hatred. They don't want to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I deal with all the sons of Adam.
Amen.
We don't.
Amen.
But this is why we don't mess with them, because of their hatred. Amen. But we can't perceive that all of them, the children of hatred.
Amen. John 4:10. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that thou sayest to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
What?
And he would have given thee living water.
You know what?
The woman said unto him, saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. So it's a water that's also, that can fill you
yes,
up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
In turn, and see,
yes.
So we see now, not only is the water for life, yes. It's for life. Look at the water in this cosmic, but now this water is for life. It's a well that the Lord will put inside of us.
Yes.
That's forever lasting life.
Yes.
And for whoever wants to drink of it.
Amen.
That's the messenger.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 15. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that sayest thou truly. Oh, my goodness. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Stop. Once again, here go the messenger. Once again, I perceive that you are what?
Prophet.
I'm going to send what? A prophet, a messenger, and they're going to be bringing what? Rivers of living water. Rivers. Not just water, not just a cup, rivers of living water, not just a cup, not a pitcher, rivers, like the rivers of Moses, when he hit the rock, that was able to feed millions, that kind of water.
That's right.
See, we got to know that, believe that. See, those things come. But see, this is why he asks us, have you not heard, have you not seen from the foundation of things like that? Let's go into Job chapter 32 and 18.
Job 32?
And 18.
Job 32 and 18 reads, for I am full of matter. The spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottle.
Stop. That's what Jesus said. You can't put new wine in the old bottle. It'll burst.
Amen.
He said, but this is what happens when the water enters into you.
Mm-hmm.
It turned into what?
Wine.
Exactly. That's what he is doing. He is turning into wine.
It is ready to burst like new bottle.
See that? He didn't want to turn water into wine. Mm-hmm. See that? Mm-hmm. And once he put it inside you, it'd be like water's like river. Why? Because that's what happened when Moses hit the rock. Proverbs 10 and 9.
Proverbs 10 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen to that, Jesus. Proverbs 10 and 11. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked.
See, the mouth of the righteous is the well of life. You see, it's like that's the rivers that's flowing out of his rivers of living waters. That's it. But violence covers the mouth of the wicked. That's them who are always talking about against somebody else negatively. That's death. Go into Proverbs chapter 16 and 21.
Amen.
Proverbs 16 and 21 and read to the 24.
Proverbs 16 and 21 read, the wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning.
Stop. So wait a minute. Not only are you going to get this water, but I'm going to make it sweet for you, right? Watch this. Read on.
Amen. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases in learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and heal, and forgive me. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and help to the bones.
See that?
Amen.
See, that's what living waters will do, to heal you.
Amen.
Well, that's why the man was on his deathbed. Remember, he said that his bones were sticking out, that his flesh, that his body was given to the destroyer, mm-hmm. and he sent the messenger, and he and his word did what? Then his flesh became like a child.
Amen.
Then he started to live.
Amen.
Because the water of living waters entered into his being.
That's right, amen.
And so I can't imagine other than the fact that milk to a child is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter 13 and 12.
Proverbs 13 and 12.
Yeah, 13 and 13.
Proverbs 13 and 13.
Yeah.
Proverbs 13 and 13 reads, whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded.
See, man, people want to sit up here and teach about certain things, even against certain things. You can't do that. You ain't in the power to do that. You can't teach against none of the things that belong to God. He said, man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But how are we going to tell people what they can and can't do? My job is to make sure you know the law and the commandment that you don't sin against God. That's it. That's it. Once that's over with, that's the end of your story. But here it is. Now we're going to teach against the things that belong to God and the law, like the wilderness. You teach against that. And that's in the law. You're going to despise those things at the moment. That's there. That's where you're going to be there. That's Revelation chapter 12. That's Revelation chapter 12 and 11 and Daniel's and Matthew's. It's all over the book. And here we are. You can't despise the word. He said you'll be destroyed. You're destroyed. You leave certain things alone. Let's go to Proverbs.
No.
Yeah, we 14, of course.
Okay, so the law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death.
Continue.
Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard.
See, there ain't nothing easy about listening sin or dealing with sin. And then it says this, the law of the wise is as a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. So here's what the rivers of living water will do, teach you how not to be caught. Because remember, like he said, the sorrows of death surround me, right, or compass me, right? Now here come the laws of the wise showing you how to depart from the snares of death, how to get away from it.
Amen.
That's their job, the messenger, to teach you how not to get caught up in death.
Amen.
Or worse, the second death. Read on.
Okay, 15.
Yeah, continue.
15. Good understanding gives favor, but the way of a transgressor is hard. A prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly.
See, this is another thing, man. Nobody wants to know who you lay with or whatever. Man, if you're a sodomite, stay in the closet.
What?
Because he said, why you open up, why you all over the place with that, he's calling you a fool.
Yes, sir.
So, anyway, Proverbs chapter 18 and 1.
Proverbs 18 and 1?
Yes, ma'am. Proverbs 18 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Proverbs 18 and 1 reads, through desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. A fool has no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself.
See, a fool don't have no delight in knowledge, wisdom of God. It only wants to glorify its own self. And that's true. You know, I'm the end all be all of everything that belongs to God, and everybody else is an idiot because I can count to two. Read on.
A fool has no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover it itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy, reproach. Ignominy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want me to tell you what that is again?
Ignominy. Amen. What is ignominy? I'm going to look it up too.
Well, maybe you should see it.
I-G-O-N, ignominy.
Yeah. I-G-N. And this
ignominy.
Exactly. Now, who would think of that? Ignominy. Ignominy. That's five syllables. One, two, three, four. No, there it is right there. One, two, three, four, five. It's five syllables. It's spelled with four, but it's actually five.
Ignominy.
Yep. Great personal dishonor or humiliation. This is what this person will do here, dishonor you or try to humiliate you. God called this person the wicked because he's trying to humiliate who you are, your character, or anything, what you believe in, and things like that.
So public shame, disgrace. Humiliation, embarrassment, disgrace, dishonor, dispute, discredit.
That's all this person is about.
Scandal.
And then bring up things that he should or she should not bring up. Scandal. You know. So no, this person is that. Got to be careful with that. He said he gonna overthrow them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful with that. He said, when the wicked comes, so this person is wicked. This is what wicked look like. They will dishonor you, try to humiliate you, things like that. I don't care how much they know about the book. A righteous person and Jesus will not try to humiliate you or dishonor you. You can miss me. Read on.
Verse 5, It is not good to accept the persons of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly.
See, that's the wicked. You see that? Now, that's that, you know, water that Moses, that came to Moses saying, oh, this devil is one. That's that. That's them. Let's look at this. Isaiah chapter 55, last verse. Isaiah 55 and 1. I mean, last chapter, I should say. Isaiah 55, no, probably we'll get one more after this. Isaiah 55 and 1, when you receive the reading.
Bring me Isaiah 55 and 1. Amen. Isaiah 55 and 1 reads, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Wait a minute, those days are three in the first six. They were here before you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen to what everything you just named. Everything that you... He named had something to do with you drinking.
Yes.
I didn't mention milk, did I?
No, wine and milk.
I did mention milk. I mentioned
water, wine, and milk.
Yep. Get that from me. I will give you that. All three of them things, you can live forever. You can live off of milk. You can live in water and wine. If that's all you had in life, you can live off of that. Ain't that something? No meat, no nothing. No vegetation. You can live off those three things for the rest of your life.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 2. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
So that'll make you fat. A little bit of milk, a little bit of wine, and a little bit of water, that'll help you out?
Yes.
Wow. People start thinking, man, if I did that, I'm going to look at milk and wine and water fast. I'm going to call this the Isaiah fast. We'll start something new. The Isaiah fast. Now, but you can't drink cow's milk. You got to drink goat milk. Right? Okay. All right. Let's put that out there. Continue. Oh, my God.
You're cracking yourself.
Okay. But see, seriously, though, I mean,
I get it.
The Isaiah fast. Who would have thought?
Isaiah 55 and 2. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David.
That's what happened with the bed. I was speaking in your dreams, things like that. Because he said, he speaketh once and a man perceiveth not. Lo. And then he started talking to us and he said, now incline your ear unto me. Now that you woke, listen.
Amen.
Now that you woke, listen.
Amen.
All right, continue.
Amen, verse 4.
You ain't got no excuse now. I called you out of the water. You're in the light. You have no excuse, literally. Read on.
Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people.
See that? Come and give you water, living water, and milk. Little milk, too. And he is what? A witness. They go your messenger. They go your prophet.
Or a witness.
Read on.
5. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel.
Are you on Isaiah 55 and 1?
I'm going verse 5.
Oh, okay. My bad. Go ahead.
verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
See that? When he's bringing his cloud upon the world. Go ahead.
Let the wicked forsake his way.
See?
And the unrighteous man his song.
Hello, God do this oftentimes with man, right? And then and Jeremiah said, hey, let us lift our hands up to God. Let us search our way.
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And he said this. He said, let the wicked. We think, you know, they literally telling us how to approach it. Read on.
Let the wicked, verse 7, forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
See, so that's why he said, even the heart is desperately wicked. So even though you may not be physically performing sin, but you may be spiritually.
Amen.
So we got to let go of them things, right? Mm-hmm. Read on.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, I haven't been showing you.
Okay.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth.
Because they living water.
Amen.
Because they living water.
Amen.
But
what?
They're going to come through one of his messengers.
Right, one in a thousand.
That, like the one that's just saying, hey, I'm like about ready to bust like new wine. One of them
guys.
Yes. Read on.
Verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Amen. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
Isn't that something? So, I mean, when you in line with the universe, when you walking in the laws and statutes of everything that belong to God, he says the trees will clap to him. Ain't that something?
Yeah,
you were walking to just walk somewhere in the wind, please.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
You know.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen.
So let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1.
Genesis 1:1 reads, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water.
So do we have a little understanding of that? You know, somewhat, right there? Okay. And what else? Okay.
And God said, let there be light.
Now, that's
there
what we're
going to do. Light.
We're going to get into that. Next week, because, hey, man, I mean, look like we're done with the water part, right? So we're moving right along with this creation precept. We're still in the first day, so don't get excited. You know, like, we almost out of the first day, yay! No, we're not. We're right there. We're still in it. Because, man, when he spoke the first day, man, he laid the foundation of everything, right?
Amen.
So, hey, so all that being said, thank everybody for their time. And, I guess we gotta have a hand up. Oh, and if you have any questions, press 4. Right?
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Amen.
I shall Shabbat. Grace and peace to the family and those out here listening, Brother Keith. I want to say that was an excellent lesson that the Lord put on your heart, that he lightened your heart. He watered your heart with righteousness and knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And that's what I got out of it. You know, that's why I thank God that he wake us up in the morning and give us breath of life so we can be a part of the Sabbath day or just part of any other day out here, you know, that we look forward to the Sabbath, that, you know, that we never forget his commandments, you know, that we always keep them first. You know, all praises to the Most High God, you know. I see how it is. Yeah, you know, like, we are surrounded by water in so many different ways and stuff, and people will try to give you their own thoughts and own personal beliefs about life and stuff, but we not all watered the same. Some of us might live in the murky depths of water to these days and never come back, you know, and, you know, those that don't receive the instruction, they either become strangers amongst many and go back into the world. So that's something that I don't want anybody to go through. So, you know what I'm saying? The lesson was excellent. God made all things possible today. So, excellent reading, Sister Rhea. And with that, I close.
Hey, bro, I didn't even think about the fact that you got some people that's in murky water. That ain't even hit my head that, you know, when you brought that up, I was like, whoa, you know, because you do have water that's in the deep sea.
Right.
You know, and that's manifold. That could be to the left or the right. You know, they could be in the deep part or the murky part, or they can be deep in the water part. You know, or a clear stream, you know, where there's no light. But then even God said darkness is light to him, right?
Amen.
Amen. So, you know what I'm saying? Amen. We're going to say, hey, Shabbat Shalom, everybody that's listening today. Today is the Sabbath. Today is the seventh day of the week. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
Yeah.
Right? Go out to the park, catch you some air. If it's raining, sit on the porch, go sit in the car.
Yeah, or the car.
Get an umbrella.
Yeah.
And enjoy the Sabbath.
Yeah.
This is good, man. Catch some sun and enjoy your God.
Yeah.
And praise God. Thank you for taking the time out to be with us this Sabbath day. Mention our brothers and sisters that's abroad now.
All around the globe, baby.
Yes.
All around the globe.
Yes, indeed.
The circle, Earth, the planet.
Man, here it is, the United States. You know, say thank you,
Amen. Family,
home for now. But while Canada, hey, getting up there in the wind, man. You see that, Israel, the numbers are steady climbing. Shalom, shalom. United Kingdom, definitely. Amen. Shalom, shalom. And India is increasing. India, you want to say family, new family, and all these places. Welcome to the sound of the waters. All of the new family does increase. I love looking at that board and seeing it grow. And so my family that's in Russia, right, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and keep listening. Our family that's in Germany, I want to say Shabbat Shalom and keep listening. Our family that's in the UK, you want to say Shabbat Shalom and keep listening. Our family that's in France, you want to say Shabbat Shalom and keep listening. Our family that's in Turkey, you want to say Shabbat Shalom and keep listening as well. Our family that's in Iran, you want to say Shabbat Shalom and keep listening. Our family that's in India, you want to say Shabbat Shalom and keep listening. Our family that's in China, you want to say Shabbat Shalom and keep listening.
our family that's in Vietnam, we want to say Shabbat Shalom and keep blessing. You know how these different worlds, how we can all get along up under God. We up under God, we can all get together and be one mind. You see that? See that? Okay. And our family that's in Japan, I'm going to say Japan is growing now. Yes, it is. Shabbat Shalom. Welcome new family that's in Japan. And come on. Our family that's in South Korea, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well. You see what I'm saying? All these different families. All of us. We're all one of them. Doesn't matter where John owns me. Understand where he is.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Stop. A family that's in Indonesia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well. Amen?
Amen.
And our family that's in Australia,
amen,
we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well.
Amen.
And our family that's in New Zealand, yes.
Man, we gotta go visit all these places. We have family everywhere. We gotta start traveling. We gotta go visit our family. Oh, wow.
My goodness.
Yes.
I love the thing that is.
Yes.
This is beautiful about this. And a family that's in Egypt. We want to say Shabbat Shalom.
Hey,
I'm in the morning. Yeah. Our new family that's in, our family that's in Ethiopia, this family been with us for a very long time.
Amen.
So our family that's in Ethiopia, Shabbat Shalom, all praise the Lord. And our family that's in Kenya, Shabbat Shalom to you as well. Our family that's in Uganda, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well. And our family that's in Nigeria, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well. And our family that's in Brazil, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well. Family that's in Chile, we want to say not last, but not the last, nor least, but we say Shabbat Shalom to our family that's in Chile. Shabbat Shalom to you as well. So to all our family that's abroad, man, God will be there. God bless you. And I hope you pray that you continue to increase our understanding in these things. So in Jesus' name, hallelujah. And enjoy your day. Enjoy your feast day. And as we say here, it's the sound of the living water.
Read your Bible.
From Genesis to Revelation.
Read it. So if you get that throne,
that's the key.
Hallelujah.
You're not gonna get a throne unless you read that.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things taken. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.